This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abam. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. Today we begin Siman Kuf Yud. Ki hayoytze ladarach, one who has to go out on the road, upayalim, or workers, ma yispalu, what should they daven? V'seder tfilas hadarach, and the seder tfilas hadarach, u beis hamedrash. Okay. Says the Mechaber, b'shas hadchak, if you're in a very pressing circumstance, you're on the road, or you're in a place where you're very distracted, you're afraid that they're going to interrupt you, or that you will not be able to daven with kavana along tefillah. After the first three brachos of Shemana Esrei, you should daven havinenu, the bracha of havinenu. Va'omer achrei shalosh achronos. So then you say three brachos after. V'tzarech la'amra me'umad. You need to say it standing. Uchsheyagi lebeisai. And when you get home, ein tzarech lachzor ulhespalal. You do not have to go back and daven. Ve'inoy mispalal havinenu. So in other words, havinenu is an abridged version of the 13 middle requests. You say the first three, the last three, and you inject havinenu. And when you get home, you do not have to daven again. It covers your obligation. You can't say havinenu in the rainy season because there's no way to get in. And also, you can't say havinenu on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Matzoi Shabbos and Yom Tov, because there's no atochen antano there. Okay, so those are the two situations where you cannot say havinenu. Says Mishnah Berurah b'shas hadchak, avol shaloi b'shas hadchak. But if it's not a pressing circumstance, Amrina b'Gemara, da Abaye loyed amand mesal havinenu. Abaye, who holds yadois nadarim, yadayim she'ena meichichais, havin yadayim. Just in case you're learning nadarim with us, but Abaye who holds. Abaye is curses someone who davens havinenu. Mikamakim b'diyaved yatsa. B'diyaved, if you said havinenu shaloi b'shas hadchak, you yotze v'ein tzarech lachzor l'spalal, and you don't have to go back and daven. Vel Yaraba machmir afilu b'diyaved. El Yaraba says that even b'diyaved you would have to go back and daven again if you daven havinenu shaloi b'shas hadchak. Because of achroinim, I was just wondering about this. Let's say you see this man tefillah is passing. If you daven a long tefillah, you're allowed to daven havinenu. That is in the rainy season. I'm embarrassed to say I just had that situation. I'll tell you how. I landed from South Africa at Newark Airport. Okay, I landed there at about 8 o'clock, and the customs was very long, and until I got it was about 9:15, and I took a taxi home, and the Zman Tefillah, I figured when I get back, I'll go to a minyan, later minyan, but then I looked, the Zman Tefillah was about 10 a.m., so I had no choice. I had a daven in the taxi. And I was able to make the Zman Tefillah, but I was wondering, would there be something you could do? Obviously, if you need to skip, let's say, part of Psuke de Zimra to make the Zman Tefillah, you'd be allowed to do that. But now we're learning there's another option, and that is you could say Havinenu. Now, here's an interesting point I want to share with you. What's the issue you're going to miss the Zman Tefillah? Isn't it enough just to start before the end of the Zman Tefillah? And then once I started before, I'm grandfathered in, no? So that's a well-known machloikis between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, when it comes to Zmanim, it's enough to start before. The opinion of the Mishnah Berurah is you must finish before a Zman. Okay? That's why the Mishnah Berurah says, in terms of davening before the Shkia, Mincha before the Shkia, some shuls, they're not even makbid to daven before the shkia. But even those that do, many are not careful to finish before shkia, which, according to the Mishnah Berurah, would be an issue. according to the Mishnah Brura, it's better to daven bi yechidos than not finish before the Shkia. Okay, anyway, but according to the Mishnah Brura, if you see Shazman Tfil Oiveres, you're allowed to l'charchila daven havinenu, but you can't do it. It wouldn't have helped now in this time of the year, because there's no, you can't do it b'mais ha'gashamim, because there's no Masra Chamar Agashim. V'yari sheyafsiku, you're afraid they're going to interrupt you. Koi gamkein adal el, it's going on what we said earlier. What?
Isn't that the problem really?
Oh, the same time about that. You're right. You're right. We're going to see, but I believe you're right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because you're saying the first three brachas. Thank you. Anyway, you're saying the first three brachas. So the issue is the same talmud to the bracha. So then I could have done it, because b'mois haget b'gashamim means after December 4th or December 5th. Right, not after. Okay, v'yorei sheyavsiku koi gam kein adal el. It's going on what we said earlier. Kshu b'darach, you're on the road. V'yorei sheyavsiku ovrei drachim, and you're afraid that wayfarers will interrupt you. Dilav hachi. Otherwise, afilu b'darach, even on the road. Toiv yoiser sheyispalel kol hashmoneh esrei brachas. Other words, even on the road, it's better to daven all 18 brachos b'halicha, by walking, or by yeshiva, or sitting, l'tchalel b'sim tzali dalet, milisval avineinu ba'amida. Basically, what does it mean you're afraid they're going to interrupt you? It's going on someone who's on the road. Otherwise, if they're not going to interrupt you, it's better to daven all 18 brachos walking or sitting, than to daven havineinu standing, v'ayim b'prim agadim. In other words, havinenu is an option. If you mamish can't daven, they're going to disturb you. But it's not an option just in order to be able to daven standing. Meaning, it would still be better to daven shmoneh esrei brachos sitting or walking. Havinenu, what is havinenu? Shehi koileles kol habrachos b'tzais. It includes and encompasses all the middle brachos. V'ayin b'tur u'beis yosef im nuscha u'perusha. Look in the tour and the beis yosef for the nusach and the perush of havinenu. Me'umad, you should say havinenu standing. Shehi b'makom tefilah shmoneh esrei b'shasatchak. B'shasatchak, it's in lieu of shmoneh esrei, kivin shi koilelas kulan, because it encompasses all of them. Ve'hidifu koyach tefilah zu le'inyin zeh, yoyser mishmoneh esrei, shemutor lespal b'mahalich b'derach. They actually gave more strength to the tefillah of havinenu than shmoneh esrei. Meaning, shmoneh esrei, you're allowed to stay. You're allowed to say sitting or walking. Havinenu, you must say standing. You can't havinenu sitting. Mishum de'im yitzdarach lamoid. By shmoneh esrei, we say that if you're going to have to stand, yitarv l'chal chavin, you'll be too distracting, you won't be able to have kavana. But for havinenu, mashen kein bezed k'tzari, but havinenu, which is very short, lo yitard ayde amidasai. So I'm wondering, let's say I was in the taxi and the zman tefila was coming, could I do havinenu sitting? Is it only they required you to stand for havinenu because we're not afraid you won't be able to have kavana, but if you can't, then you'll have to do with that? Or is there no concept of havinenu sitting? Look at this. V'im avar v'spal miyushav, if you violated this and you daven the havinenu sitting, nishar prima gondim b'safek, de'efshet zarg lachsos v'spal b'ma'umak, shal basic, could be you have to say it standing when you get home. By the way, the Dirshu points out this whole suffix of whether you have to say havinenu again is based on the fact, is according to the Shita, that normally when you daven shmoneh esrei sitting or standing, you don't have to go back and daven it again. Meaning in Siman Sadi Dalet, there's a daya that someone who davened shmoneh esrei sitting or walking does not have to repeat the Shemana Esrei later. So now the question is, what about havinenu? But the Shulchan Aruch's opinion was, if you davened Shemana Esrei sitting or walking, you do have to repeat it standing when later. So then certainly, Havinenu, you would have to say again. Okay. Ve'enoy mispalel Havinenu during the rainy season. They should talk along with Saint Talamatar, Bebrachas Hashanim. You would have to say Saint Talamatar in Baruch Aleinu, like Rabbi Asher said, Uvimatzoi Shabbos, Yamtav Tzarech Lamer Abdallah. Matzoi Shabbos and Yamtav, you have to say Atuch and Antanu. Vafilu im Yirtza Lekalulam Bebrachas Havinenu. So you say, why not? Why can't I say Havinenu? And I'll incorporate Saint Talamatar Bracha or Havdallah in Havinenu. Gamkin in Rashai. Vatam, the reason is I'm Bebeisoy Sumagin Avram. The Beis Yosef and Magen Ram explains why you cannot have these Hosafos in Havinenu. V'ayin b'prima gadim shemastapik loymar. Look at the prima gadim who's mesupik to say that afilu b'di'eved im hispala l'Havinenu be'elu ayamim v'kala b'saychan efshad l'ayatza. The prima gadim says even if you went ahead and you said Havinenu and you incorporated atachin antanu or v'sein talmat avracha, could be you're not yoytze. So what about if you did it Matzah Shabbos and you didn't say Atuch and Antanu? Shouldn't you be Yoytze? After all, Havdalah is not Ma'akev. L'chara, that would be the din, that if you didn't say Havdalah, it would not be a problem. V'ayim biber halacha b'mashuk asalnu b'shem ha'goin Rebbe Kiva Eger. The Mishnah Berurah says we should look in the Be'er Halacha. So let's see the Be'er Halacha. Be'er Halacha quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger, who's Masupik, Matzah Shabbos and Yom Tov, Im Hasha Oiveres. Should you say Havinenu and not say Havdalah? Because this way, at least you're Yoytze B'diyeved, because Atuch and Antanu is not Ma'akev. Havinenu. Ayin b'chay adam shekasav the dafka havinenu asr. Dafka havinenu is asr in the Yimayis HaGishamim or Matzah Shabbos. Aval lakatzer kol bracha u'bracha. But to abbreviate each bracha. V'lichlo b'soicham. And to incorporate she'ela v'sein talamat v'bracha v'havdala v'anuscha ayin shem b'chal chavdalid mutter that you could do im u'chayla if someone is sick oy shasat chakadol. So let's like this. Somebody's really not feeling well. He cannot get through a whole a 5-minute Shemana Esrei. So then it sounds like he would be allowed to say Havinenu, just not in the rainy season. In the rainy season, you just daven Shemana Esrei. V'im hefsiku, and if they interrupt you, ayin la'el b'simen kuf dalet sifhei uva mishnah berurah sham. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll hold it over here. Pick it up tomorrow in Sif Beis. Have a great day.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.